From the time a child is born, the smallest changes in physical appearance or behavior are milestones.
24 inches. 2 feet long. You are.
Amari Jaden Smith is 3 months old, and today his mother, Jasmine Smith, and her nurse home visitor, Mari Flood, are weighing and measuring him.
13 pounds.
Child.
So we'll say about 13-10 because he's still wearing clothes.
Smith's smile spreads across her face.
So right now I just got his 3 month paper, and it tells you like the stuff that he should be doing, the stuff that you should be doing to help him do the stuff that he should be doing, and like tummy time, to get like his head up.
But knowing what these milestones are and how to encourage them is not natural for the 20-year-old new mom.
So that was a good one.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about his.
Smith meets with Nurse Flood weekly to talk about Amari. It's part of the Nurse Family Partnership, which pairs Medicaid-eligible new mothers like Smith with a nurse who helps them through pregnancy up until their child turns two. They talk about everything from what to expect during labor to breastfeeding.
We also do what are called PIPE lessons, which is Partners in Parenting Education. And a lot of those are about how your baby's first teacher and reading your baby and picking up on cues and all those kinds of things.
Research backs up this practice of early education. A 2012 study from the Center for Early Literacy Learning looked at two groups of toddlers, those who were read to and those who weren't. The children who were read to developed their language skills earlier and faster than those who were not.
And we're so happy that Indiana is doing more in preschool, but readiness for preschool starts, you know, way back in the cradle.
Angela Tomlin directs Riley's Child Development Center in Indianapolis.
People think about, you know, the baby is born and everything is kind of ready to go, but really when babies are born, their brains are what we call experience expectant. And we have certain things that need to happen in order for the baby's brain to completely finish up development.
Tomlin says not only should parents focus on the education aspect of their child's development, but also their relationship with the child.
What would you say for him are some like engagement cues? So what does he do when he tells you, Mom, I'm ready to interact?
Amari Jaden is sleeping on his mom's chest while she looks over another worksheet from Flood. Today they're going through a list of behaviors Amari Jaden does when he's either engaged or disengaged. This helps Smith recognize when her baby is alert and able to play, eat, or read with her.
Oh, he laughs.
Laughs. Yep, that's a good one.
And he starts talking.
Uh-huh.
And he has his hands balled up.
The parenting skills Smith is learning are different from the way she was raised. She says her parents' views on breastfeeding, enrichment, and other developmental activities aren't in line with what she's learning.
If I never called Mari, I would probably be listening to my mom and like their way of doing things. He would probably be eating table food. He would probably be doing a lot of stuff that he shouldn't be doing. I probably wouldn't be reading to him, no tummy time, because I didn't know about all that stuff.
Through the program, Smith is gaining confidence as a mother. When asked to imagine Amari Jaden starting school one day, she says she's excited because she knows he's going to be one of the smartest kids in the class. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.